You know the national news. In a moment, we'll give you Thursday's local report of news from the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Weatherman says cloudy tonight with the low temperatures in the upper 60s with some light winds. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny. Continued humid though in the high temperatures in the upper 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy and muggy with the lows in the upper 60s. Topping Thursday's local news, Niagara Falls police have not yet released any new information leading to the death of a man found last Thursday laying in the street in the 2400 block of Niagara Avenue, except to say that they're awaiting the results of an autopsy to determine the exact cause of death. That victim died a few days after being rushed to the hospital after life-saving efforts by the fire department and an EMS crew. But the Niagara Gazette is reporting today that the mother of the victim, who the Gazette says was identified by the mother as 26-year-old Jason Johnson, was apparently struck in the back of the head with a brick or some other object by a group that he was fighting with. Detectives say it's an ongoing investigation and they will not release any further details on the incident. Authorities tell Niagara Radio that there is a video of the incident, which is being reviewed by the police, and it's possible that the suspects involved are known. But at airtime, no arrests have been made in the case, and the Gazette reports that the mother of the victim is pleading for justice in the case for her son. I'll have more local news in a moment. But a reminder, this report is brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy at 87th and Buffalo Avenue and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main Street. They're two locally owned and operated pharmacies that take the time to care about you. They make sure you find what you're looking for, and they'll deliver your prescriptions free of charge. Find out what personal service is all about and call them at 260-1918 or stop and see them at the Wellness Park Pharmacy on Buffalo Avenue or the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue. And the news is also brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. I'm getting a lot of calls now for Chris Moore's number because with the warm weather, some people feel their refrigerator and freezer is not staying cold enough. Well, Chris could take care of that, and all it takes is a phone call to get him there. It's 523-5911. That's the number to put in your cell phone because you never know when you're going to need them. A $35 service call plus parts and labor, that's Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. In other local news, an argument on Center Avenue yesterday resulted in the arrest of a High Park Boulevard man after he allegedly pointed a handgun at the home of a family that he was arguing with. Authorities say after the suspect was named, he was located by officers and taken into custody after being positively identified by an unnamed witness to the event. Charged with menacing in the case with a weapon was Rayshawn Simmons of High Park Boulevard, who was held pending his arraignment in city court. Police say a video of the incident was located by officers. A neighbor dispute on Keys Court in LaSalle resulted in the arrest of one of those neighbors after police said he kept yelling to the neighbor several times that he was going to kill him. Jamie Kitcho of Keys Court was charged in the case with menacing in the third degree and was released on an appearance ticket. Authorities said the two neighbors have been arguing with each other for a long time now. Police stopped a man accused of taking a $29 pair of sunglasses from the Five Below store on Military Road and then walking out of that store without paying for them. Officers said they stopped Christopher LeCue as he walked up to a bus stop in the area. Police said the reported stolen sunglasses were found in his pocket. LeCue was issued the state's preferred appearance ticket and was then released on a petty larceny charge pending a future court appearance in city court. An expensive package reportedly delivered to a location on Squire Drive in Wheatfield turned up missing yesterday. The intended recipient of the package said he was notified of its arrival, but he couldn't find it. He also said that a signature was required to receive the package, but that he wasn't the one that signed for it. And he said he checked video at the house at the time when the package was supposed to be delivered and saw no suspects on his cameras. Now sheriff investigators are looking into the disappearance of that package that reportedly contained gaming graphics worth $3,628. Accidents reported to Niagara Radio today include a collision on Thursday morning at Ham and Snyder Roads between a dump truck and a vehicle. There were injuries reported there, with volunteers from South Lockport and the Lockport Ambulance responding to the scene. Yesterday afternoon, a collision was reported at North Transit and Green Street in Lockport. Lockport Police and the Fire Department handled that call with unknown injuries. And around 2:30 on Wednesday, a two-vehicle collision was reported at 6610 Shawnee Road. Shawnee volunteers and the Sheriff Department took care of that call, with injuries reported at that accident. And on Wednesday night, a natural gas leak was reported at 1 Prospect Street downtown. Niagara Falls firemen from Engine 4 and Truck 1 handled the call, with no major problems or injuries reported. And finally, sheriff deputies were called to the YMCA on Snyder Drive in the town of Lockport yesterday, where a 2-year-old boy was locked in a hot car. Deputies said the mother of the boy was on site and told them that she had placed her son in a rear car seat, set her purse down, and then the door accidentally slammed and got locked with her keys inside. Deputies called for a tow service to open the door after they observed the boy in the back seat that appeared to be okay and not in any distress. But while they waited, the child began to sweat and then cry. And his mother asked the deputies if they could break out a window and get the child out. Deputies then used a window punch to quickly get through the glass and pull the child out to some fresh air, with that boy reportedly being okay and not requiring any medical treatment. If it happens in your area, we want you to know, whether it's large or small. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Ride with Joe tips line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. Need a ride to and from any area airport, including Toronto and Hamilton? Then Ride with Joe, and avoid the high cost of Ubers or taxis. To schedule your next Ride with Joe, call them at 716-525-3662. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you could hear it on the hour and half hour on niagararadio.net or by entering niagararadio.net in the search bar on Facebook. It's local news like you don't get anywhere anymore, but you get it here on the real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.